Alright then, welcome to part 3, where really I only just talk about the last 2 episodes of Guilty Crown. I'm literally doing this, and this one's going to be really quick and easy, and I'll talk more about it later, because now I have a longer time span. So, in episode 22, we start to really question what's Guy's real motive. Like, does he have other plans? Because when he gets questioned on, like, why is he doing this? Or, I remember when I used to work with you at Funeral Parlor, you were a whole different person. Why are you now siding with the enemy? Is it because they resurrected you? And he's not saying anything. Like, he's really just, like, quiet completely. I am going to admit, through episode 18 through 23, they felt really quick. Like I stated before, I only was talking about the quick main points that I've noticed, because most of it was really just like pointless dialogue, pointless backstory, character monologue that, you know, some of it was important while other, like, most of it was not. So it wasn't really important. In episode 21, we actually get to see some sweet moments in the beginning. We see Sota and Shu's relationship start to heal. We definitely see that, you know, everyone is really caring for Shu and seeing, like, this is the boy we remember. And they're just happy that he's feeling better, and he's more confident than he was before. Like I said, Shu's, like, character growth, I feel like, grew in a very good light. So then we have Daryl, who's, like, the lieutenant. Like, here's the thing. He's not really that important. Like, I think they try to make him an important character in the beginning, but he really just wasn't. So, I will admit, he, during, like, the big battle in episode, like, 21, between Ayase and him and Sugumi and him, pretty much, you learn that he is not going to die unless he kills, like, Ayase and most of the people from Funeral Parlor. I was like, okay, so you really do got some balls if the last thing you want to do is kill people. I know I keep talking about Shu and Inori's relationship. I will discuss that more, but I'm actually not going to even say that. And then there's this character named Yu who's supposed to represent Doth, like, the organization. And my question is, like, what's his purpose? Like, most of these characters don't really have a purpose. They're kind of just there to keep the story moving on. But when they're added, they're confusing. So this character, Yu, like, he has this big fight with Shu. And I keep thinking, like, what is your purpose? Like, you are there for, like, in, like, for the first half of season 1, and now you're here, but we don't know much about you. So the fact that you're shoving this information down my throat, I don't understand. I really don't see the point of him. I even did research, and I still don't see the point of him. Like, I don't. Maybe if I research it again, maybe I actually will understand. So now we're getting into the last episode, episode 22. When Mana finally comes back to life, or she finally takes over Inori's body and her consciousness, there's, like, this rewinding song. Like, you can hear a song being rewound in the most haunting but beautiful way possible. And it is amazing. It really did a good start. That was honestly, like, a good start to introduce Mana. And so she finally runs over to Shu, tells Shu, like, I've been waiting for you. I missed you. I finally was able to get rid of Inori. And Shu was like, listen, I don't love you, nor do I care about you. Inori's not the monster that you were claiming that she is. You're the monster, and I want nothing to do with you. So Mana now gets upset. She's like, how dare you say that to your own sister? I've been trying to protect you your entire life. I'm so mad that I can destroy the world. And that's what she basically does. She starts, like, literally giving everyone the virus around the entire world, and she does, like, this little dance. And as Shu and Guy start to duel it out, that's kind of where when Shu and Guy start dueling it out, you know, Guy is telling Shu, like, everything has been handed to you. You've never experienced what it's like to go through actual pain. that typical dialogue. And as Shu is down, he finally sees Inori's, like, I guess, flower crystal thing. And he takes it. And now with the power of Inori, you know, the entire virus effect starts reversing. So now instead of people getting the virus, the virus is going away. And of course, this shocks the president. This shocks Mana. This shocks Guy. Guy gets finished off by Inori and Shu. Here's another thing: the president gives himself the virus in order for him to die, because he's like, I ain't gonna get killed by my sister. Because Shu's mom learns that the reason why her brother wanted to do the apocalypse in the first place was because he was just jealous of Shu's father. And she's like, that's really the reason why you're destroying the world. That's a dumb base plot, but it happens. So what else? I also forgot to mention this, but Shu also has the ability to take other people's pain away, meaning that he can take other people's viruses, and he can put them on himself, even though he's pretty much destined to die. But anyway, back to episode 22. So after all that fighting happens, you basically learn that Guy knew the risk. He knew what they were turning him into. He knew what would happen, and he took it. He basically wanted Mana. I feel like Guy had a crush on Mana, or he liked Mana when he was Triton and everything was normal. And he basically wanted Mana to rest in peace. But of course, the president and the government kept trying to... Basically, this evil organization was just trying to keep resurrecting her in order for her to fulfill her needs. So Guy's like, I let her do it. I let her fulfill her needs because I knew Shu Oma was going to fix it all over again. And that's when... my heartstrings was only tugged 3 times during this series. The end of episode 12, the end of episode 15, and this episode. Because we finally see Inori, and she just has half of the virus on her. And all on the side of her face, half of her body is completely covered in the virus. And you learn that she's also now blind. And so while Shu and Inori are being covered in the virus, I guess it's supposed to be a final goodbye for both of them, because Shu's reversing the effects and giving everyone their void back. Inori's like, nah, you go live. I'll sacrifice myself for you. And now Inori and Shu are fused into one, from what I've read, and he inherited Inori's blindness. And that's the end of Guilty Crown. Is this anime good? Absolutely. Would I recommend people to watch this anime? Absolutely. Does this anime have flaws? Yeah. Like I said before, the plot is really, really confusing. You don't really understand what the main plot is until later down in the episodes. And I kind of feel like they were rushing. Although this does feel like a really good ending, I feel like they shouldn't have expanded it the way that they did. They should have had episode 13 through 22 as a season 2. They should have done that. Because here's the thing. From episode 1 through 12, everything kind of felt rushed. That's kind of the negative point. It felt a little rushed. Some of the episodes felt a little bit rushed, as well as the plot. You don't really learn about the plot until, I keep repeating over and over again, until, near the end. Some of the characters you don't really necessarily need. Really, you could have just kind of left them alone and let the, or just took them out and leave the plot as it is. I feel like with some of the character, you could get more character development. I would love to see more of the character's backstory. That's something that they definitely could really do. Like, we know why Inori was created, but I kind of wanted to know the main process of how was she created. I wanted to know how did some of the other members get into a funeral parlor, get into the funeral parlor. I really wanted to know how did Guy find them? How did Ayase lose her legs? I feel like they could have expanded more of their characters in their own life to continue, but they really didn't. Positive, the music is absolutely bomb. Most of the music in the fighting to the opening to the ending, I love them all. At first, I didn't like the ending and I didn't like the opening in like around episode 13, but I now am officially in love with it, so I adore it. The battle music that they fight in between, absolutely amazing. The visuals are absolutely gorgeous. The characters, they're not annoying and they're not frustrating. They're honestly really good characters. They could have been fleshed out more, but they're honestly good characters. The storyline, if I really had to give it a ranking, I would give the storyline a good solid 7 out of 10. Honestly, I would give it the only reason why I would give it a 7 out of 10 was because, yes, I was invested and I was interested, and episodes 13 beyond that was great. But from 1 through 12, it was just. But that's kind of like my entire review on it. So now that I finally finished watching Guilty Crown, I can finally watch that off of my list. So what's the next anime that I'm going to be watching? Well, this is going to be even more irritating because the next anime I have watched in store on my anime list is Food Wars. But Food Wars only have five seasons. How are you going to watch that? Simple. I really don't care. Food Wars is actually on Netflix, and I was going to watch the rest of it on Crunchyroll. So the fact that I finally get to watch an anime where I can see food and I can get more inspired to cook, I'm good. Plus, I also have a crush on Soma. I've actually seen pictures, and I feel bad that I have not watched this anime. So I'm going to watch it. Another ending about Guilty Crown, I'm definitely going to make a character on Guilty Crown. I already have like her powers and her backstory somewhat already created. I don't know why I created the backstory first, but I have the backstory already created. So all I got to do is just get ready to create her so you guys can see her on OC Tuesday at some point. But I really do hope that you guys enjoy this anime review. This was an anime review long overdue. I'm going to see if I can at least get started watching Food Wars at some point. So that way I can give you guys an anime review. If not, I'll probably just review some of the animes I have watched, and I'll just give that to you guys until I finally finish off Food Wars. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoy this review. I would be posting this later. Look out for Manga Monday, and I hope you guys enjoy. Bye!